It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Residents of a Lower East Side community say they're fed up with years of delays on an MTA project on the M line. WNYC's Ramsey Khalifa reports on how the construction adds to long-standing concerns about conditions in a nearby park.
Ben Wiskita is standing on his fifth-floor balcony facing Forsyth Street. He points to beeping bulldozers and construction workers shoveling gravel below his apartment.
A friend of mine called it the gateway to hell. This was, for at least 2 years, an 80-foot deep pit that took up two-thirds to three-quarters of the block.
The MTA says the $92 million project will build a new ventilation system to ensure air circulation on the M line and prevent fires. A sign at the site used to say it would be complete in 2022. That's now covered with duct tape bearing 2023, scrawled in Sharpie. That deadline has come and gone. The MTA says the new end date is June, but residents like Wiskita say they're skeptical and out of patience.
It's drilling, it's jackhammering, it's screaming over the drilling and jackhammering, it's cars backing up, it's beeping.
The MTA says the delay is due to complications replacing trees that were cut down during construction. That sounds simple, but the project requires the MTA to coordinate with Con Edison and the Parks Department. Five stories below Wiskita's apartment is Sarah D. Roosevelt Park. It's a linear park stretching from the foot of the Manhattan Bridge to Houston Street, where there's been two murders since 2021. For years, residents have urged the city to do more to improve the park. They say the MTA project has only exacerbated those issues by creating nooks where people sleep and do drugs.
We've lived with that for a long time.
That's Tessa Huxley, president of an affordable housing co-op on Forsyth Street. She's pointing to one corner that she says makes her feel unsafe, even though her co-op added new lights.
These are frequently used, despite our lights, as toilets and places to shoot up.
The MTA says it routinely sends project updates to residents. But despite the new deadline for work to wrap up in early summer, residents I talked with say they don't believe a thing. Ramzi Khalifa, WNYC News.